Welcome to the Social University Podcast. We are so glad you're joining us today because we want to help business owners, entrepreneurs, and people just like you who want to build their business online. Listen, if we can do it, you can do it. So let's go.
Today, we're going to talk about spring cleaning your content. What does that mean? It means get rid of what is not working and do more of what is working. Just like in your home, if you haven't touched it in a couple of years, it's a good chance you could probably go ahead and donate it or get rid of it. Same thing. If you're posting content consistently that's not getting any engagement or interaction, it's not doing you any good. So let's ditch it. All right, let's go ahead and jump in. First and foremost, you have to know what your goals are so you can realize if you're actually getting to the goal. What are your objectives? It's different for everybody. Different businesses want different things. Do you want to grow your sales? Do you want to grow your brand? Are you trying to increase engagement? Are you trying to sell tickets to an event? What is it that you're wanting to do? And once you land on an objective, it helps you use your statistics to analyze if that is working for you so you can continue to do it or not do it. So there are several different terms that are thrown around that I think a lot of folks just don't know what they mean. So let's talk about those first, and then we'll keep going. I've already used the word engagement, but let me back up. What are impressions? And I think this is all relative to if your content is working. So when you go check analytics, and every single platform has its own analytics, you're going to get these individual terms. You need to know what they mean so you can find out if you're hitting your goals or not. So impressions is the total number of times that your content is displayed. It doesn't matter if people engage with it or click it, and you obviously can't tell if they're reading it or not, but it's how often it appears in somebody else's newsfeed. Impressions. Reach is the total number of people who actually see your content, people who put their eyeballs on it. Engagement is how often people are interacting, and an interaction can be a share, a like, a comment, direct message, reply. It's how often they are actually engaging with you or your business or your page. And conversion is when a social media user actually performs the task that you're asking them to, whether it's going to your website or buying a ticket or taking a desired action. That's what conversion is. So, I mean, impressions, those numbers are kind of vanity numbers, because if people aren't engaging with it, doesn't matter. To me, what matters is your engagement and your reach. How many people do you have access to? How many people are engaging? Because if you have access to 100 people and 98 people are engaging, that's excellent. If you have access to 10,000 people and 2 people are engaging, that's problematic. So you have to determine how many people are seeing it versus how many people engage with you so you could find out if what you're doing is working. Okay. So once you've had, in every single platform, again, they all have their own analytics. We have our own analytics. HubSpot is a great one for analytics. There are so many different varieties. Hootsuite offers analytics. HubSpot offers great analytics. But you don't have to pay if you don't want to. You can go directly into the platform, and every single platform will give you information about what's working and what's not working. You may have even noticed it on Instagram. When you pull up Instagram on your laptop, it shows you exactly how many people are engaging. And if it's less than 2%, that's problematic. So it lets you know. So what content actually works best? Let's talk about the top 9 or 10. Okay, first and foremost, cannot say this. Video. Short form video actually works better than any other form of content. And if you think about it, you have Reels, you have TikTok, you have YouTube Shorts. Short form video. 67% of marketers plan to increase their investment in short form videos in 2024. 31% will at least maintain, if not increase. And 33% plan to invest more in short form than any other kind of content. So when you have a third of your marketing professionals investing more than in this one specific type of content than any other, that's a good indicator that that's something you need to take a look at. Number 2 would be live video. The only thing second to short form is live. This format has the second highest rating of second highest ROI of all social media content types, according to like 60% of marketers. It's super effective. Now, we use it as a training tool. Obviously, we go live every single Wednesday at 10 a.m. We are happy to share information, answer questions. I've had multiple people who will text me or email me questions. This, you want to ask questions, you can ask me anything you want to. Any Wednesday at 10 a.m. I don't care if it relates to the topic or not. If you want to know something, hit me when I'm live and I will answer it to the best of my ability. And if I cannot answer it, I will find the answer and come back and post it later. Live. Number three, content that represents your brand values. Okay, what does that mean? It means this type of content is any form of content that highlights what you stand for, what your brand stands for, like if you're committed to sustainable products, or if you're committed to recycling, or if you believe in fair treatment of employees, which I 100% do, talk about often, social justice, equality, feminism, all of the above. You will frequently find videos on our stream that talk about women, supporting women in business. 100% believe in the mentor system. Nobody should have to struggle like I had to struggle when I was getting started. And if I can help somebody, I'm going to do that. I am a firm believer in supporting your team. I talk about that often. That's part of our brand value. So I mention it. And any content that we have that supports that brand value, we're going to share it. People are a lot more interested in your social preferences. If your brand is polluting a river, there's a good chance they're not going to buy from you. I'm just saying. So if you have something like 4Ocean is one of my favorite nonprofits. They take garbage out of the ocean. And for every pound of garbage that they remove, you get a bracelet. I don't really care about the bracelet part. I care about removing the pound of garbage. Am I going to contribute to that? You bet I am. Because I like the outcome. I like the what the brand represents and stands for. There are so many amazing brands that represent just some of the greatest brand values. And I am much more likely to engage with them than I am a brand that doesn't talk to me about their brand values at all. And I'm not alone. And the younger your audience, the more relative this is to their purchasing habits. So just bear that in mind. Okay, number four, user-generated content. 80% of people say that user-generated content highly influences their purchasing decisions, considerably more so than just plain old brander content and influencer content. That's fascinating to me. And there are so many excellent examples of user-generated content. One of my favorite examples of user-generated content is Carnation. Carnation Milk. It's insane. They did not have a presence on TikTok at all until somebody's grandmother got on TikTok and she was making Thanksgiving dinner, and she recited an old I can't say it here. I get in serious trouble. But she recited an old jingle from years and years ago. Well, it went super viral, mega viral, and Carnation picked it up. So not only did it launch their channel on TikTok very well, they became her sponsor. They sponsored a Thanksgiving dinner. They generated merchandise for her. She is their brand representative because she represented the brand so incredibly, incredibly well. Stanley, when there was a girl online who had a wreck in her car caught on fire. When she went back to take a look at the car, Stanley Cup unscathed. That got around. It was a huge, not that Stanley needs any assistance at all, but it was a huge, just a great shout out. So Stanley stepped in and got involved. Not only did they use her video, they supplied her with new Stanleys. And I believe they also supplied her with a new car. So when brands step in and use their user-generated content in the most positive way possible, it gets attention. People really respond to that. I can't be the only person who thinks that the carnet, I 100% in our show notes when this comes out, because we do transcribe these videos into blogs. I will include a link to the Carnation video. Amazing, but just adorable. She's adorable. Number five, funny, trendy, relatable. 40% of marketers share funny, trendy, and relatable content on social media. And 59% say that they are going to double down on funny in 2024. Funny is the most effective of any of those three versions of content because consumers love it. They are starved for quality humor and brands. The best example I can tell you of that that's happening right now, Kristen Wiig has a character called the Target Lady that's launched on Saturday Night Live years and years ago. Peg's her buddy. Kristen is the Target Lady. Target just launched an entire series of ads with this character in it, which is crazy, crazy to me, but they're hilarious. I've watched every single one of them and I forwarded most of them to friends because that skit on Saturday Night Live was hilarious by itself. But the fact that the brand is stepping into it is amazing to me. That is how you take advantage of trendy humor online. They noticed that people were liking it and they went with it. And it's, again, super, super effective. That's what you want to do. If it's you're funny, be funny. Lean into it. Number six, shoppable. Gen Z, millennials, Gen X discover new products constantly. Over 1 in 5 have made an in-app purchase in the past 3 months. Now, I'm not saying they've never made an in-app purchase. I'm saying they've done it in the last 90 days. As a Gen X, I've done it in the last 2 weeks. I don't want to use the word sucker. That's so derogatory. But I am much more likely, if I see it and a user endorses it and shows me how to use it, it gets my attention better. That's just the way it is. Educational content. I'm all about educational, informative, or entertaining. That's how we kind of structure our content. Those are our core values. Firm believer in education. If you are wondering how much I believe in education, you can literally go to any platform and find content on how to do something. We give so much away for free. I have multiple blog posts over the last few years, these live videos. We have a ton of downloads. I have a ton of YouTube how-tos. I have information where you can learn whatever you want to learn for free online. It's just so much of it because I'm a firm believer in education. Number eight, disappearing content. And when you stories that you post and then 24 hours later, it's gone. FOMO works. People really, really fear missing out on opportunity. So if you're posting a sale or an event or a discount in a story, people are more likely to pay attention. 47% of brands plan to increase their investment in this kind of limited time only offers in 2024. And then, of course, another very highly engaged, it has to be a number nine, infographics or visually appealing graphics. The more visually appealing it is, the more likely people are going to be to engage with it. But infographics still carry the most weight, and they're so easy to make. Canva has, I've been on Canva a long time. I remember when Canva had like 10 infographic templates. They have hundreds of templates now. It is so easy. You take your information and you drop it in and you're good to go. So there you have it. Those are the top 9 pieces of content that get the best engagement across all platforms, across all industries. So let me ask you this. Are you using video as part of your content yet? And if you're not, why not? I've been saying video, baby, for literally the last, 5 years, 6 years. It's a critical element to your success online. And I am still surprised at how many businesses just won't engage in video. Just so if you haven't done it yet, prepare to do it because it's coming. You really need to do that. Next week, what are we talking about next week? Next week, we're going to talk about spring cleaning your website, getting a fresh start online. There are so many very specific elements that contribute to your success, and so many websites don't have that. We're going to talk about it next week. May is a brand new month. It's mental health month. I'm certainly going to be talking about content that has to do with your mental health, especially as it relates to your job. Until next week, I am Karen Tiradas with Social U, and I'm here to help. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for joining us for the Social University podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media at Stay Social U. That's the letter U. And we will talk to you next week. Remember, you've got this.